And now it's time for a Castle Country FYI. Today I have Mr. S, because I have a hard time pronouncing his name.
Everybody has a hard time with the last name. That's yeah. Right. Yeah.
But Mr. S, and that's better what he's known at Pinnacle Schools. He's here to talk about some really great things and new things that are happening at Pinnacle Schools. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. The new year is off and running, and we're just really excited about everything that's new at Pinnacle.
We're finishing up our third week of school, yeah. So kids have kind of settled down. Summer's over. It's time to get with it.
The reality has set in.
That's exactly right.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, tell us what's going on, because you've got a lot of new stuff, and one of the main things, you cannot help but see it when you drive by.
You see it from the outside. It's our new high school gymnasium, and we finally have that open and ready to use. We've played a number of different volleyball games in there, and it's just amazing that the seats are now comfortable. You can actually sit on them for the duration of the volleyball game. It's really nice acoustics, and the athletes are really enjoying that new space.
Now, I know last year they really tried hard to get in there, and you know what? It just didn't work out, and you know what? Now, looking at it, I think it was all well worth it.
Yeah, it was definitely a long process in building that gymnasium, but now that the work is done, it's definitely been worthwhile.
So that's going to be the high school gymnasium, and tell us what the older gymnasium is going to be.
So we'll actually be using the older gymnasium for all of our middle school athletics and our middle school PE classes, as well as we'll be using it for our elementary students as well. So we're definitely going to be using both gymnasiums all the time.
Because you never did have a gymnasium for the elementary kids.
Right. Yeah. We've always just borrowed some time from the middle school. And now we have the capacity to handle all of our schools in the gymnasium.
So tell us what else is new there.
We're really excited about mostly the new staff that we have at Pinnacle. We have five new teachers, one in the elementary. Ms. Chelsea Sanchez is teaching first grade. Sean Sasser is teaching history, as well as being our driver's ed instructor and a volleyball coach. Eric Hansen is our new boys basketball coach for the high school, and he's also our baseball coach, a Spanish teacher, and he's doing this wonderful basketball academy with our elementary students in our after-school club. So we're really excited about that. And then we're really trying to bulk up the arts side of our school, and we are very fortunate to have a new teacher. His name is Eric Sandoval, who teaches dance and theater, and he has a master's degree in the performing arts. So we're very fortunate to have him join us. And finally, we have Rob Jones, who teaches high school mathematics.
Wow, that is quite a few new teachers there.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to have all of those people at our school.
How exciting, though, to finally get arts. Like, I mean, I know you've had it off and on, but to actually get someone who, that's his niche.
Yeah. Yeah,
to be there.
To have two full-time teachers who only teach the fine arts is really a nice addition to our school.
So do they work with both the secondary and elementary?
You know what? They work with the secondary throughout the day, but they also work with our elementary in what we call extensions. And that's when our elementary students come down and they get some of their PE time, some of their music time and science time from our high school teachers. Those teachers have an impact on students K-12.
Oh, well, that's great. So is there anything else you want to add?
This year we're trying to beef up and work on our instruction time. So we've actually made it so that we'd have no early release days. We have full day Fridays. Some of the kids are bummed about that, but we just wanted to make sure that we took the opportunity to maximize all the instructional time that we have at the school. So every day at Pinnacle is 8 to 3.
Well, you know what? My son had a little bit of an issue with that. I'm like, get over it. It'll be fine.
You know what? Some of the adults, even myself, at the first time I heard that, I had a little heartburn over it. But, now that we're getting into it, I really see the advantage of maximizing that instruction time and just making it a full instructional day.
Yeah. And so times have changed a little bit then because of that. Do we start a little earlier, leave a little later?
You know, the start times for the elementary and the secondary are still the same. The elementary starts at 7:55 and the secondary begins at 8:10. The out times are still the same, but we just have no early Fridays. So the elementary is out at 3 o'clock and the high school is out at 3:10.
All right. Well, perfect. Well, Mr. S, you're awesome. I appreciate you coming and telling us about this. You know, you're always invited to come and let us know the fun things that are going on over at Pinnacle.
Fabulous. We appreciate the opportunity to come and talk to you, Rochelle. Thank you.
This has been a Castle Country FYI.